Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is entitled Second Date Update. How do you find yourself here? Well, if you've done all the hard work of getting the first date and getting somebody to go out with you and actually go out, but you don't get a call back,
right?
You find yourself here on Second Date Update to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Must be rough out there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Let's just don't take our word for it. No. Let's talk to Dustin this morning. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, what's going on? I met a girl online on a dating app, and I took her out to Texas Tubbs, got some tacos, margaritas. I don't know. She went back to my place, and she kind of like left really quickly after that.
Okay.
And now she's kind of ghosting me, and I don't know why.
Suck.
So I'm trying to. I don't know what went wrong. So I'm calling up to see.
Sure.
I want to know what happened.
Sure. No, aww. I get it. Yeah, you sound great. Hey, let's hang on a second. Let's rewind the story a little bit. So you met her on a dating app, and then you guys talked for a little while before you went out?
Yeah, you know, you do the little banter back and forth, and then we just kind of just said, let's go out, let's meet up, and we hit it off. So
sure.
It was kind of quicker than normal. Like, you didn't have to do 2-3 days before we kind of came back to my place. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I didn't expect it. So I'm just like curious and
sure.
She kind of left really quickly. Maybe she just was like freaked out that she likes me so much and then something happened to her. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me about your date. What did you guys do in the day? I know you went out, but I mean, did you guys have conversation? Was there laughter? Was there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we had a great time. I mean, you know, we got the tacos and she started asking me like kind of. I don't want to say it was, like, sexual, kind of, but, like, we kind of got a little freaky.
Oh.
Yeah. So so you got the tacos, and she just started talking dirty right away. That's crazy. sounds like a nutty date, man.
No, I mean, she's a good girl. I found out a little bit about her family, and you know, I just wanted to know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, let's figure out what's going on. We won't wait any further. We're going to dial Amy up right now. Don't say anything when we get on the phone. We'll see what's up, okay?
What's up?
Okay.
All right. Second date update. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Amy?
Yes, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Who is this?
I'm good. This is actually Marco and Krista. We're live on 93.1 Jams right now on the radio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Marco and Krista.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Anyway, we're doing a little thing on our show. Amy, called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody, and on their end, they think, man, great date. It was it. It's the number one thing. But then for whatever reason, they don't get a call back. They get ghosted. We try to step in and help out. And so this morning, we're calling because you went on a date with a guy named Dustin.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I listened to this. Yes, I did go on a date with Dustin.
Yes.
Aren't you happy we brought him back to you?
Yes. We found him. We found him like a lost dog. We found him, and he's coming back. No, but we just, we were just wondering kind of like, what happened? What's up? Like, you know, you were out and stuff.
Well, yes. I met Dustin online, and we hit it off. He's a pretty sexy guy, and I went back to his place, and... nicest way to say it is he's a total man child.
Oh, a man child. What does that mean?
It's not good.
Well, it looks like he spent a very decent amount of money on his electronics and his entertainment system and not a lot of time scrubbing in the corners and cracks in the bathroom.
Ah.
Ew! Right.
So he's got a lot of expensive stuff, like the Xbox One and and a big 60-inch flat screen TV, and you know, all that stuff. But when it comes to being
who's got time for
neat
that?
And tidy, not so much.
Yeah, and I'm not looking for a guy that I have to be his mommy and go sleeping up behind him.
Sure.
And compete with his electronics all the time. I've done that before, the video gaming and the, oh, God, no.
But if he's hot enough, come on, girl.
Good point, Krista.
Clean his room.
Good point.
Pick up all his clothes.
It matters how hot you are.
Make him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, let's back. Now, I'm a bachelor. I live by myself. Uh-huh. I do have a lot of electronics. I got a new iPhone, an iPad. I got the Xbox
One. You're rich.
I'm not rich. And my apartment is, it's acceptably clean, but it's not thoroughly clean. I'm still a guy. I got stuff laying around. Sometimes my bathroom goes a week or two before I do any work that I should do in it. So, I mean, I wouldn't say that's a great barometer for whether this dude is a good guy or not. Or was it just so bad? It was like being at the zoo.
No, it was, there was sort of a little animal-like. it was like a little bit of a cave. It just wasn't.
I have to
tell you, Amy, we have Dustin. He's actually with us on the phone.
Amy, I thought something happened to you. Are you kidding me? You're telling me you're ghosting me because I had a little bit of mess in a corner of my house?
Well, something did happen to her.
A little bit of a mess.
She saw the stuff in your house, man, and she wasn't excited about it.
But if it's that hard to stay on top of that stuff, just maybe think about hiring a housekeeper to come in and do the corners and stuff. It grosses me out so much. I can't. I just can't.
It wasn't even that bad. I don't understand. I have a lot of nice stuff. So you're telling me just because I had a little dirt in the corner that you didn't call me back?
No.
It's a good time.
Listen, I can't be that girl who comes in to fix. I can't come in and fix your messes. That's just not my thing.
That's you had such a good time at the date. I don't understand why you wouldn't just at least tell me on the second date that you have a problem with it. Like, I guess you probably went out with a lot of dudes already that just have mess and kind of OCD about that.
Well, let me ask you a question. This seems like it's kind of a personal thing for you, Amy. Have you had to take care of the last guy you were with? Is it sort of the mommy thing?
Yeah, if I wanted kids, I'd get pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you guys just meet in the middle and clean your house together? That might be it.
No, that's not sexy.
Come on.
I don't want to clean a house with someone I just met.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know you don't want to be my mommy, but you're talking some hot stuff on the date about being my mommy, and then you come over to my house and you're like, geez.
A lot of mommy action here.
All right. Here's what we do on Second Date Update. Amy, if you want to try it back over, if you think maybe there was some miscommunication, we would be happy to send you back out in Madison anywhere you want. I'll take care of the entire bill. That way you can just concentrate on your conversation with Dustin, maybe talk a little bit. It sounds like it caught him off guard a little bit. I mean, dude, cleaning is really the easiest thing to take care of in a guy. I mean, honestly, just be a little bit more cleaner. That's pretty easy. Or even hire somebody on Craigslist to come in and clean. So if you want to try it over again, Amy, and go back out, you guys seem like you said he was hot. We'll be willing to pay for everything, and you guys can just take it easy.
Do you want to hire somebody to go over and clean his house?
I'll do it for free. Cleaning.
I tell you what we're going to do. We have a cleaning service that we use here for some other stuff at the radio station. We will have Dustin's entire house cleaned up, and they will do an immaculate job. And at least for the first couple of months of your dating period, if you guys do that, it'll be nice and clean. So we will definitely take care of that. What do you say? I try to be a matchmaker here, Amy.
I'll tell you what, in that case, we'll give it a try. We'll see what happens.
Nice. All right, Dustin, you owe me a lot,
there we
dude.
Go.
A lot.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
You're in her world now.
You are gonna be okay. Kidding. Your life sucks. Ha 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 ha.
It's tough love with Sirius.
If you find that you need tough love, come to us, Marco and Krista, because we're the only radio station and the only morning show that has Tough Love with Siri here on 93.1 Jams. It's super easy. Go to madtownjams.com on our website and just fill out the form there. It takes like 1 second. You can also call us. You can hit us up on social media. You can even text us if you're a Friends with Benefits member and get your tough love. We got a submission on Facebook this morning from Matt, who says, Siri, my mom usually calls me about once a week. I don't mind, for the most part. She just talks for so long. How can I let her know that I have other things to do and have her not be upset?
You are really stuck here. No matter what you do, your mom will never get the hint that you are busy and have things to do. She will just continue to blabber on and on and on about nothing, wasting all of your time. Here is the beauty of the situation though. She isn't really listening either, so you can pretty much just go about your business all day and put her on hold like an asshole and she will never notice. Every once in a while, all you need to do is throw in a noise that sounds like you are paying attention. If you really want to be bold, ask her a question about her day and then leave the phone and walk away. When you come back, she will still be there.
Boom. This is a good technique for people that love just to talk. I have a friend, a personal friend of mine that will call me, and sometimes he just talks and talks and talks. I'll put the phone down. I have a conversation with you. Pick it back up 3 minutes later.
You're
still talking.
Really? That's so weird because I never call you on the phone.
Yeah, that's what I would do to you. I would just put the phone down.
But I have seen you do it to this guy. It is absolutely hilarious. Marco literally will let it sit there so I can hear the guy talk.
Just talk and talk.
And then he'll go get a soda and then call back. Or call
come back.
Back.
Still talking.
And he's still talking. He's like,
I haven't said one word.
You're so mean.
Hey, he feels better. He gets it off his chest. got a question from our Friends of Benefits member, Michaela, who says, Siri, well, with summer tanning being over, I'm thinking about trying a tanning bed. What do you think, Siri? Is that a good idea?
Tanning is great. If you want to look like a wrinkled up brown paper sack when you are in your 30s, face it, you are pasty as and you are always going to be that way. All you are doing is spending way too much money and you aren't fooling anybody. Nobody looks at a pasty person who got super tan and thought to themselves, oh, look at that naturally tan-skinned person, they are so beautiful. I wish I was as lucky as they are. No, they look at you and laugh at how insecure you are with the color of your skin. Do you want to look good now and like hot garbage when you are old? Okay, never mind, I take that back. You are gonna be an ugly old person anyway, so you might as well tan your pants off.
Jeez.
Yeah, you're gonna be leathery if you do a lot of tanning. Now you, on the other hand,
here we go. I was telling my family, by the way, when I was in California over the weekend,
nice porcelain
about you.
Skin.
I said he's so mean to me. He says I'm so white, I look like bone marrow. You're so white, Krista. You look translucent. What else do you say?
Well, you look like a skeleton.
Oh, you're so.
Hey, come into the room. It's dark in here. I need some light. We do all of. We got a question from our website here from Jesse, who says this: Siri, I am going to buy an engagement ring. And I really don't want to spend like a half a year's salary. Do you think I can get away with buying fake diamonds instead?
Fake diamonds are the way to go. An expensive shiny ring won't distract people from noticing your dead fish personality. Buy a cheaper ring that looks real and take all of that money you save and go party it up at a resort in Mexico drinking bottomless mimosas in a swimming pool.
Wow, look at that. She's down with
the
idea.
Point.
Yeah, just buy the fake diamonds and then take all that money you save and go party. I like that idea.
I wouldn't start off that way. I would first ask your woman if she's okay with a fake one. You can get awesome
ones. Why would you ask?
Moissanite diamonds, they're like cubic zirconias, but they're the top line.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah,
I have a feeling if you ask anybody, hey, would you rather have fake diamonds or real ones? No one's going to say, fake's okay with me.
But the minute she finds out that sucker's fake, dude, it's done.
Yeah, that's true. we got a question from Kiera, who is a Friends of Benefits member, who says, Siri, I was binging on Netflix this weekend. When I caught my dog just staring at me, it was a little creepy. Why do dogs just stare?
This one is easy. Your dog is staring at you because they think that you are a loser and they are bored as with you. All your dog wants to do is goof around with you and go outside. So when you are doing something like watching TV or reading, they just get bored, give up and fall asleep on the floor. Your dog has no concept of what it takes to work or make money, so they are just going to stare at you with a look of disappointment. Don't try to fight it, there is no winning this one. 2 minutes after you play with them, they go back to looking at you bored.
Yeah. Right when you get done playing, you can play like 40 minutes with a dog, then they like look at you like, dude, more? I'm like, come on, guy. So too much.
It's just very awkward when your dog, though, is staring at you in very peculiar situations.
Yeah, like you take your dog to the bathroom all the time. Like, why do you do that?
Kyle, why are you staring at it? Stop looking at it.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jam.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.